As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Yeah. Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM on the web, luradio.ca. Well, good evening, everybody. It is Friday night. Of course, you are listening to Glam Rocks here on CILU. Matt Prokopchuk here with you, of course, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week on LU Radio. And great to have you along for the ride, as always. That was the New York Dolls starting us off tonight with Frankenstein, of course, one of the seminal tracks off of their self-titled debut classic from back in 1973, and such a huge impact that that record had really on, like, not only on what would become punk rock, but on the glam scene. Even some art rockers I know took some inspiration from that record. Rock and Rollers, I mean, it's such a hugely influential album, and a lot of fun to listen to. I mean, that's the thing, right? They had the hooks. New York Dolls are definitely rough around the edges, but songs are definitely a lot of fun to listen to too. So great to start off with them tonight, and again, that was Frankenstein. All right, got a fun show lined up for you tonight here for the rest of this Friday night. We are going to hear another band actually from the U.S. East Coast. Came out a fair bit after the New York Dolls. From the sort of the mid or late 70s to the early 80s, the Fools had a kind of a great mixture of power pop and just a little touch of punk rock in there too. Anyway, a lot of fun, very catchy stuff. So we're going to spin something from the Fools tonight. We're also going to go to the Hollywood scene in the 1980s and play some music by a band called Kill for Thrills. So that's going to come up tonight as well, and some classic material from Queen as well. So all of that and much more coming up tonight. Questions, comments, song requests, feel free to shoot me an email at glamrocks@luradio.ca. That's glamroxx @luradio.ca. Well, this is a song that always makes me think of summer, so it seems kind of appropriate to play it now. Of course, David Lee Roth needs a very little introduction. The legendary frontman for Van Halen through the band's original run. The first six studio albums, of course, are Stone Cold classics. But Mr. Roth separated from the group and launched his own solo career come the mid-80s. And his second full-length solo album, he had the EP Crazy from the Heat and then the full-length debut Eat 'em and Smile, but Skyscraper followed that, and it much more polished sound, certainly than some of his previous material, certainly much more polished than a lot of his work with Van Halen, but that didn't stop him from scoring a huge, huge hit off of the back of a big pop single from 1988. It's a song that I still really like to play, to listen to, and like I say, it does kind of remind me of summer, so it's Let's send it to the airwaves here tonight. Kicking off the show, this is David Lee Roth with Just Like Paradise here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. Yeah. Thunder Bay's Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. That was The Fools there with Don't Tell Me off of 1980's The Fools Sold Out. As you can tell, it's sort of somewhere, between, punk rock, the kind of Ramones-like punk rock and, like, you know, The Knack or something like that. Anyway, very cool sound. It's a lot of fun. It's a record. It's a lot of fun to listen to. It came out in 1980. It's called The Fool Sold Out. And that was Don't Tell Me off of that album. And before that, we heard Teenage Head with Sick Little Man. Of course, Teenage Head playing Thunder Bay a week ago downtown, Port Arthur, down at Crocs. From what I've heard, it was a fantastic show. Sorry I missed it, but apparently they did a really, really good set here. And we also heard David Lee Roth in there with Just Like Paradise. Well, you're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you, as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week on LU Radio, following Ryan Trush and Lipstick and Leather every Friday night. And, of course, great to have you along for the ride here as we head into the weekend. All right, we're going to keep the music rolling right along here off of an album that came out back in 2000 and I believe it was 2006. Yep, it was. This is London, Ontario, not London, England. A lot of punk rock comes from London, England. But London, Ontario's 63 Monroe with Hello, Hello here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. We'll be right back. Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. A lot of fun there. That was 63 Monroe with Hello, Hello. We're coming up to the halfway point of the show tonight, and we're going to keep things rolling right along. Of course, we got the Kill for Thrills coming up in the second half as well, some classic Queen, plenty of other glam rock tunes to spin your way as well. But we're going to go back to the early 1990s, actually, just right on the other side of the break, and play some music by a Canadian singer-songwriter by the name of Paul Lane, who has actually had a pretty long and enduring and successful career over the last 25 years or so, almost 30 years now. Paul has a great voice and is a fantastic songwriter in that pop metal style. So we are going to spin something, going to go back to 1990 and play something off of his debut, and it's going to come up right after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
We are the earth.
Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some Lee Aaron there for you. That was Head Above Water. That's a great song off of her debut. Not really her debut, actually. I think it was her international debut was Metal Queen. I believe she had an album out prior to that here in Canada that got a domestic issue, and I want to say it was self-titled, but I believe Metal Queen was kind of, for all intents and purposes, her, I guess, her real debut. I guess certainly unveiling her Metal Queen persona there that didn't last too long. I mean, she definitely popped up her sound as the 80s went on, and then moved on to entirely different musical pursuits come the 90s and the turn of the millennium. But that first record, it's a lot of fun to listen to. Very 80s, but a lot of fun nonetheless. Again, Lee Aaron there with Head Above Water. We heard Paul Lane before that as well with We Are the Young. You're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Of course, Matt Prokopchuk here with you. Great to have you along as always. And we're going to move on here with some music from a band called Kill for Thrills. And that name in of itself may not ring a ton of bells for you. But if I mention the name Gilby Clark, well, that might help a little bit more. Gilby, of course, replaced Izzy Stradlin in Guns N' Roses, has gone on to do a lot of solo work, a lot of co-writing, producing. He's kept himself very, very busy as a musician and in the music industry over the years and the decades. But Kill for Thrills was... I shouldn't say he started in that, because he was actually in Candy before that, but he moved on after he was in Candy for a very short amount of time, and then moved on into Kill for Thrills with a new lineup, and they put out an EP and a full-length record in the late 80s and early 90s, and it certainly fit in with that scene and with that sound, so we're going to go off of their full-length called Dynamite from Nightmare Land, and a great, great album track. This is one of those songs that, you know, could have been a contender, I guess, but a fantastic pop song here buried in that album. It's called Rockets, and here it is on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. We'll be right back. Thunder Bay's Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. That was Nick Gilder there with the Metro Jets off of 1980s Frequency. And it's kind of funny, you know, you look at some artists and their discographies and sort of how things worked out, I guess, a little bit for them. I mean, Nick Gilder had the hit here in Canada. Well, actually, I think it was all over North America. Certainly here in Canada in 76 with Sweeney Todd, the debut record, and Roxy Roller. A couple of years later, he had left that band, gone down to the U.S. with his guitarist and co-writer, James McCullough. And their first record, I think they re-recorded Roxy Roller for that, but I don't think it did much. The second album, though, that comes out for Nick Gilder is City Nights. It has Hot Child in the City on it. So he's hitting the top 40, getting some prime concert slots. You know, things seem to be doing really well. Releases a follow-up album in 1980, a year later, called Frequency. I think it's the best thing he ever released from an album perspective. For whatever reason, even though it's just great pop hooks all over it. And, you know, if you liked City Nights, if you liked Hot Child in the City, there was no reason why you wouldn't like the material off of Frequency, and yet it did absolutely nothing. And Gilder basically never had a hit again. It's kind of one of those things that just doesn't really make a lot of sense. But it's a little bit of a lost album, but it has some fantastic songs on it. And even his follow-up to that, Rock America, had some pretty good stuff on it too. So, it's kind of one of those it's one of those things, I guess. That was Metro Jets, like I say, off of Frequency. Well worth checking out if you're into the certainly the lighter side of the 70s glam rock sound and style. Gilder did pretty well. We heard Tough in before that with I Like What I See. That came off of 1995's Religious Fix. Pretty cool that there was a pop metal band. Tough definitely was. That was still kind of sticking to their guns in the mid-90s. Let's face it, a lot of bands in that style kind of went the alternative route to try and quote-unquote stay relevant. But Stevie Rochelle and company kept a pretty solid hard rock style going for them. You know, they did kind of harden up the sound a little bit, stripped away maybe some of the glossiness of the 80s production. Religious Fix, if you liked that style of hard rock in the 80s and very early 90s, no reason why you wouldn't like that either. We also heard Kill for Thrills in that set with Rockets. Well, that's going to do it for another set here tonight, or for another show, I should say, here tonight. Great to have you along, of course, as always. Michael Perry has the blend coming up at the top of the hour, so you're definitely going to want to stay tuned for that as he takes you into the weekend with a great mix of music. Going to take you out tonight with some Queen. We're going to go back to a big album for them, A Night at the Opera, but we're going to delve into the album tracks a little bit. We're not going to do, you know, You're My Best Friend or Bohemian Rhapsody or anything like that. We're going to delve into one of the album tracks, a really nice song by them, and we're going to take you out with that tonight. So this is Queen with 39. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you in 7 days.
Your letter.